Dark Side Power Records presents Memoirs of the Reanimator, Issue 1, The Lovecraft Zone.
Of Herbert West, who was my longtime friend, I can speak only with extreme terror. His experiments fascinated me utterly. My friend believed that artificial reanimation of the dead can depend only on the condition of the tissues, and that unless actual decomposition is set in, a corpse fully equipped with organs may, with suitable measures, be set going again. West confided in me his resolution to get fresh human bodies. Whenever the morgue proved inadequate, two local gravediggers, Burke and Hare, attended to this matter, and they were seldom questioned. We finally decided on the Potter's Field. This night is where our story picks up. As a storm brewed over our grim work, Mr. Burke and Mr. Hare were earning a shekel in the most ghoulish manner they had long ago ceased to feel any trepidation about. Only seeing spadefuls of coins in place of Mother Earth's defiled womb. With piles of sleepless nights stacked against us, West and I carried on in a sort of impatient resignation as the minutes tolled by. We needed this poor soul recovered on the hop, born to that sputtering jalopy we'd left not 10 feet away, and, most urgently of all, us back on the road to the Chapman House before the storm washed out the road.
Watch your shovel, eh? You almost hit me noggin.
It's not Albert Hall down here. Give me some elbow room.
I don't know about this, Bert.
Don't be such a wet blanket, Ward. The fresher the better. You know that. Besides, we haven't had much luck since the university discovered our last misadventure.
And the coppers, yeah. Thanks for that black mark on my record. I'm closing in on a